Here we have it. Good afternoon, everybody. It is Sunday, March 10th at 2:57 p.m. Purdue has just won their 28th contest of the year. Senior day this time at Mackey Arena, a paint crew less or a paint crew light senior day. There were a good amount of students there who paid the extra fee that was not in their student tickets to watch Zach Edey, Lance Jones, Mason Gillis, Ethan Morton. I'm missing somebody. Chase Martin and darn it, Barrett. I'm awful. I apologize. But this senior class is pretty special. And winning on senior day is pretty special, especially when you're playing a team that is hell-bent on just absolutely beating the living hell out of your team. So Purdue beats Wisconsin, the goons from Wisconsin, and the nice guy, Tyler Wall. He's a really good guy. He seems like a really great person. I'm going to talk all about it, and I'm going to talk about a theory that I've got. Maybe you want to hear it. But before I do it, I'm going to thank the people that made my t-shirt. If you want a t-shirt like this, you're a moron, first off. But if you want a good, soft, high-quality t-shirt, head over to homefieldapparel.com and grab a shirt of your choice. Enter boiled23 at checkout. Get 15% off. The reason I wear this shirt, you all know it. You can just see it. So it's March, and it's time for a reckoning. I'm ready. the other thing you should do when you're on campus, every time you're on campus, I'm going to be on campus, I believe, a week from today. And when I'm on campus a week from today, I'm going to be sitting in a cozy booth with my friends, Adam and Jake. I may not be sitting in the booth with Adam and Jake, but I'm going to be sitting in AJ's. I'm going to head right towards the fire station. Then I'm going to go into AJ's on Vine. And I'm going to order probably start with pretzel bites. And then I'm maybe going to get some waffle fries with cheddar sauce. I'm going to get some of that Chipotle ranch to dip both in. Then I'll probably get some mac and cheese bites. And then I'll probably get some Italian beef. Burgers, beef, beer. That's AJ's, guys. Great season. Thank you to our partners. Great regular season. There is a long way to go. But let me tell you about the profundity I tripped upon. Okay, so if you want to go to AJ's, head to eataj's.com before, order your food ahead. It'll be ready when you get there. Or you can order and just have it delivered. I don't know how that works. I don't order delivered food. I'm Gen X. I just don't think that's a smart way to spend your money, guys. Let's be honest. You know, take that savings, walk down to AJ's, grab your food, take it back to your place, or eat in AJ's, watch some basketball. Dagnabbit, there's right now, as we speak, there are conference champions being crowned. I mean, goodness gracious. And they've got TVs aplenty at AJ's. Okay, so I can reveal my thoughts on the tournament now that the regular season is over, and I'm not a Big Ten tournament apologist. I'm not a guy that loves the Big Ten tournament. I can talk about this, and Wisconsin made me think of it. First one is, I think Purdue is going to beat the hell out of the 16 seed that they play. That's the first thing. I think you don't want any part of Purdue in that first round. That's my first big theory. I don't think there will be an FDU. The second round is the one that has worried me for a month or 2 months. Behind closed doors, I think I've said it here on the Handsome Hour, on the basketball beat, whatever you want to say. I don't think I've said it during a post game. But that second round, the eighth-seeded team is bothering me. And I'll tell you why the eighth seed bothers me more than the second weekend. Number one, getting to the second weekend, I think a lot of pressure will be off Purdue's shoulders. But the reason that one bothers me is a lot like what we saw tonight. When Purdue plays a team like Illinois who thinks they can beat Purdue, who legitimately thinks, okay, we've got the horses, we've got the team, we're a good basketball team, we can beat this Purdue team. Those teams allow basketball to be played. But when you play a team like Wisconsin probably is going to be right in that kill zone when it comes to seeding. I don't know how they've held as hard as they have. Same with Michigan State. I watch both teams play, and I scratch my head, and I'm like, okay, these aren't good teams. They're not good teams. I can see, to me, I see I don't know, three or four Big Ten teams that are solid, two that are really good, right? And when I say four, I mean I'm including those two. I just don't think the Big Ten's impressive, but I think you got a lot of teams like Wisconsin, coached by guys like Greg Gard, who say, "Well, if we can't beat them, we're gonna beat the hell out of them." And what you saw today was a lot of coincidental bad things happening. Number one, you saw, I know Smith rolled his ankle, tripping over an official, and I know Edey rolled his ankle, trying to back down. But those guys were getting beaten up, flat out beaten up. And it's one thing to have fouls called and say, we're going to play physical basketball between the whistles, part of the basketball game. It's quite another when Tyler Wall is coming down the court and he's not even guarding Edey. He's not a man enough to stand up and guard Edey. No, they're going to send a goon at Edey. And then Tyler Wall, with his eyeliner, is going to come down and punch Edey, forearm him. And then he's going to smile and giggle and say, good job, big fella. I'm afraid of you when it's a dead ball. And he should be afraid because he plays basketball in a way that should infuriate Edey and should infuriate Purdue fans. But Edey's superpower, as I've told you for a couple weeks, is not his ability to hit a baby skyhook softly. It's not his ability to knock down free throws at 72%. It's his patience and his calm when in the face of D-bags. And he has faced them all season. He has faced some of the toughest people to deal with. And I'm not saying that they're talented or they're all that strong. They're just jerks. And you've played sports, if you've played any sports, you've played against people like this, but you usually don't have to do it night in, night out. Zach Edey does. Night in, night out, he is playing against a guy like Wall. And teams like Wisconsin say, we can't beat him, so we're going to play something that uses a basketball, but it's not basketball. And that's part of the reason Purdue has had these games down the stretch. And I know Sleepers guys and Field of 68 have marveled and scratched their heads. Why can't Purdue put teams away? Do you want to know why Purdue can't put teams away? Are you serious? Purdue can't put teams away because of the way the games are officiated. And it's plain and simple. They should have gave, I said this on Twitter, they should have given Greg Gard a whistle and just cut out the middleman because they allowed him to play them, the officiating crew, like marionettes. He was making the calls. There was a specific Tyler Wall pick in which Tyler Wall shuffled his feet at least four times. I went back and watched it. It's in the corner, right in front of Wisconsin's bench. He shuffles his feet left and right. I believe Gillis runs through the pick because it's moving. It's not a pick. It's blocking. And Gillis gets the call. All right, whatever. Purdue wins. Purdue gets 28 wins. Purdue beats Wisconsin 78 to 70. Purdue does it on the shoulders of Zach Edey, scoring a lot of points, rebounding the ball a lot. Braden Smith was a little off, so it's kind of encouraging to see Braden Smith not playing great. Scary moments if you're a Purdue fan. You saw Braden Smith not being able to put any weight on his ankle before going back to the locker room and either getting retaped or maybe getting a cortisone shot or whatever. I don't really know. I'm not going to talk about it. But he went into the locker room, and most Purdue fans that I know texted me, said, time to put Smith on the shelf for the day. And I said to my wife, if they can't win this game, it's okay. It's going to reset the resolve. This team has that ability to come back to zero and get really angry. And when they're really angry, you wouldn't like them. This is like the Incredible Hulk. Like, if you didn't hear this, it's awesome. John Fanta interviewed Matt Painter this week, and I haven't heard the whole audio. I've read the article. I retweeted it in case you're looking for it. You can go through our feed and you can find it. Or just look up John Fanta's feed. It was from like a couple hours before the game today. I think he retweeted it, so if you want to see it. But he interviewed Painter and he talked about some of the things that make Zach Edey special. And one of the things he talked about was when a fan base, like Illinois' fan base, starts yelling F Zach Edey before the game, it gets Edey angrier. And when Edey's angrier, he plays better. Some guys don't play better when they're angry. Tyler Wall hasn't figured this out in 4 years of playing against Zach Edey, that Edey is better when he's angry. One thing Tyler Wall's not, he's not as good as Zach Edey. And it's cute that he can pop out and hit a three, but he's been trying to do this bullshit game for 4 years. I think 3 or 4 years. And I'm sick of looking at his face. You know who else is sick of looking at his face? Zach Edey. And this is not a new thing. This is what Wisconsin does. Why is anyone surprised when you see a Wisconsin team throw goons at Edey? And that's the funny thing about Wall. Wall wasn't when the goons are thrown at him. Wall's a very skilled guy. TKR put Wall on absolute freaking skates tonight, which was awesome. Watching TKR spin Wall out of Mackey Arena, that was a ton of fun. I like to see Wall lose. I like to see Wisconsin lose. I like to see Greg Gard lose. Only because this is what they do. This is what they have done. This is their reputation. It precedes them. And then they go and they do what they did this season. They pretend like they're good for half the season. And then they go out and they wet the bed for half the season. Let's look at the stats to get today. Told you I didn't like Wisconsin a couple weeks ago, and you can see I'm still in that same headspace. Purdue wins 78-70. Finished the season, the regular season, 28-3. They win the Big Ten by three games. Seems good. Two straight years, Purdue wins the Big Ten outright. Purdue does it in front of, like I said, a Mackey Arena light. I love the fact that the old people brought it. That was great. I wanted to be in the house. I could not legitimize spending $150 for a ticket. I didn't do it. And none of my friends called and offered me their plus one. But I got to watch the game with my wife, and it was good. And she asked the question, why do you tweet during the game? Isn't that hard to do? And I'm like, man, it keeps me somewhat calm. And it may not seem like it keeps me calm. But mercy, I get upset during these games. And I'm still upset about this one. And if that's what Greg Gard wants to do, he wants to make people mad, congratulations, dude. Do you think Greg Gard smells like pork or aqua velva? You guys can answer below or in the comments. All right, TKR, he did put Wall on skates, but he only finishes with 4 points and two boards. I'm going to go through the whole starting five. I'm going to go through the whole thing. We've got all day. Let's enjoy the afternoon. Zach Edey, he's good at basketball. 25 points, 14 rebounds, 3 assists, 3 block shots. He had 4 turnovers, and a couple of them were not good. A couple of them were legitimate, like, dude, recognize that you're getting double or triple teamed, because he put the ball on the floor a couple times where you're like, that extra dribble when you're trying to set up your right a little too hard. It's almost like he wanted the triple team and he wanted to be it. One of my favorite moments at the end of the game didn't happen. Like, it's one of those things, wish things, because I watched Klesmit trying to play tough guy. Klesmit finished with 7 points. Congratulations. That's a guy that's a jerk, okay? If you didn't watch him wipe his sweat on the IU player earlier in the season, you don't see what type of guy he is. Watch him play. ISO in on Klesmit. ISO in on Wall. Watch the way they play away from the ball. It'll tell you a lot. Blackwell's a hell of a basketball player, by the way. He's a freshman, and he should transfer out of Wisconsin. He's wasting his time playing for Greg Gard. Nothing good comes out of that, because they're not going to feature a guy that's that athletic. He's very, very good. He's very crafty. He's really solid. Storr should also go find another home. I mean, just get out of there. Just run. Klesmit's a good fit. Crowell's a good fit. Hepburn's a good fit. They can all stay. I think Hepburn's a senior, finally. But once again, one thing that Purdue did really good job, they kept Wisconsin from hitting threes. Wisconsin hits 20%, 21% of their threes, and they're a team that needs three-pointers. Another thing they need to do is slow the game down to a snail's pace. This is still a thing for players in a Wisconsin jersey. They still can't play in modern basketball pace. I'm mad at it because I'm like, when are you going to grow up, Wisconsin? When are you going to do it? When are you going to start playing real basketball? Well, shouldn't make me mad because Purdue beats them. All right. And guess what? Purdue's going to be in your way next year, and Purdue's going to be more athletic next year. Hope you're watching that, Wisconsin fan. Okay, let me get back to Braden Smith. So Braden Smith, off game. Like I said, Klesmit really wanted all of him. As the clock was expiring, Purdue was getting ready to pull all their starters. Klesmit really wanted all of Smith. Smith, with his off game, 10 points, 10 assists. Suck it, Klesmit. Okay? Let's see. 10 points, 10 assists, 8 rebounds. Woo, that guy's good. Very close to that triple-double again, and he didn't get it yet. Guess what? He's got triple-doubles coming. It'll be next year, I guess. We're going to have to wait. Next up, Big Ten tournament. He also had only 2 turnovers. One thing that Purdue did poorly today, they turned the ball over too much. Edey turned it over more than anybody else. Jones had 3 turnovers. Purdue turned over the ball 14 times, and yet they still beat Wisconsin by 8. And yet, they still beat Wisconsin by 8. And on top of that, they had officiating that was atrocious. How bad was it? You had guys changing calls in the middle of the play. You had guys changing calls to make sure they could review it, even though they had already allowed a basket. You had all sorts of special brand of officiating. And I'm really sorry that Hepburn hurt his eye or whatever. When I say really sorry, not that sorry. But stuff happens in basketball. Any of you have ever played pickup ball, you get poked in the eye, you get elbows in the mouth. It's a tough game. It's a tough game. Put on a mouthpiece, especially when you're Wisconsin. If you want to go to war, if you ask for the thunder, you're going to get the lightning too. Purdue brought it. Purdue did it. Purdue did just enough. Purdue did not play great, and they still beat Wisconsin. Fletcher Loyer played great, though. There's a guy who played great. A lot of Purdue fans have had a hard time with Fletcher Loyer. Fletcher Loyer not only shot the ball well before I even looked down. I'm not cheating. Not only did he shoot the ball well, but he also took the ball right into the chest of multiple Wisconsin players. He finishes with 15 points and 5 rebounds and 4 assists. Just 2 turnovers. Let's see, on shooting from the field. Holy crap, he was good. I hadn't looked at this. 5 for 5 from the field. 2 for 2 from 3. Fletch Loyer is back. Fletch Loyer is feeling it. That's bad news for a lot of teams. Because if you say Purdue needs a big 3 and they have a big 4, uh-oh. Uh-oh, and today they had a big 4. The fourth guy in that big 4 was Lance Jones, okay? I'm going to talk about how the other guys who may not get the commendation, the recommendation, the credit, how important they are as well. I'll get to that in a second. Before I do it, Lance Jones had 13 points on his senior night, his final game in a Purdue uniform in Mackey Arena. Special career. If you didn't get to see his comments talking about his dad, if you don't know his story, it's worth looking up. Good game for Lance Jones. 13 points and 2 boards. Let's see. He did have 3 turnovers. He had one play that I really wish I'd like to see, and I think we'll see a turned up version of Lance Jones in the NCAA tournament. I don't know if you'll see a turned up version of Lance Jones in the Big Ten tournament. I don't know. I don't know what it means to him. Off the bench, you had First, who played. He had a big 3. Hadn't hit a 3 in a long time. A long time. I think I had hair last time he hit a 3. That's a joke. 5 points. He was 2 for 2 from the field. Then Gillis, 6 points. Just 2 boards, just 2 assists, which is, I laugh because if you watch Gillis, Gillis's job at many times, after Wisconsin decided to play this brand of basketball where not only are they going to knock down Edie, not only are they going to play hook and hold basketball almost every play, they did it on when they were on offense, which I've never seen. They'd come down to try to set a pick. They'd have 2 guys engage Edie. 2 guys would run into Edie. One of them would try to hook him and drag him out of the play. No freedom of movement, no basketball play happening there, but they kept doing it. Incredible. So Gillis's job after they started beating up on Edie was to come in and just say, hey, that's not going to go. I'm not going to allow that stuff. Not on my watch. And Gillis was looking for a shot. He only finished with 6 points, but he does it on 2 of 4 shooting from deep. Pretty damn okay game. Like I said, Purdue is the number one seed in the Big Ten tournament now. They are 28-3. 28-3. And the funny thing, if you've been keeping one eye on the NCAA tournament potential seeding, what's coming for this team? Purdue will be a 1 seed. UConn. Wisconsin will not be 1. UConn will be a 1 seed, obviously. Houston will probably be, I don't know who's the number one overall seed. I don't know if it matters. They all parse up nicely. Is Tennessee the 4th number one seed? I don't know. They lost to Kentucky for the second time this year. I think it was the second time. Arizona lost again. Duke. Sad, so sad that they lost in spite of the Herculean effort from Kyle Filipowski playing with a bum knee ankle. I think that's what they call it in North Carolina. It's a knee ankle. Fighting through Harrison Ingram, just brutally storming the court. And then Filipowski, man, he was dinged up, but he played hard and they lost. They lost at Cameron. And guess what happened after they lost? North Carolina said to the Cameron Crazy, thanks for coming. And Duke fans threw shit at them because they're Duke fans. All right. Thanks, everybody, for being here. I am wound up. Appreciate everyone all season. Have appreciated everyone who's made this part of their ritual to come to this very feed. It's not really coming to BoiledSports.com. To enjoy yourself and unwind and commiserate with fellow Boilermakers. And that's been fun. I'm going to read your comments. We still have the Big Ten tournament. We still have the NCAA tournament. Hopefully it's a long run in both. I haven't checked on Edie's count for where he is in regards to Rick Mount. I think he's in really, 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 really good shape. Maybe one of you guys can say that in the comments. But first, Alexander Juzshak. I did not do that right. Juzshak. Sorry, Alex. He's the first one on here. He gives some trains. Hammer down. Nita Beam versus Doubt. I'm not cheating on you, I swear, but I'm watching Senior Night live stream at the same time. And that's probably, you're not the only one. Where's the live stream? Is it on? Probably on Twitter, thanks to Boiler Ball. And I don't blame anybody for doing that first. Anybody at all. My uncle asked me where he could find that. I said, maybe BTN. I looked out, the Ohio State game's on there. And I said, maybe the Twitter feed. Maybe it's on Facebook. I don't know. I had a responsibility. I need to get on here with you guys. And I wanted to do it when it was fresh so I could be this uncorked. I apologize to anybody who's offended by my temper. Not really. T-Rick says, BTFU, happy to see the seniors all have a solid last home game. Very, very fun to see. I like many of you, wanted to see that all-senior lineup just for novelty's sake, but you guys know Matt Painter as well as I do. That wasn't going to happen. Brock Stepler says, time to lock in, boys. March is here. Let's go make a run. Goodness gracious, I want to see a run. All right. Dick Stillwagon says, did you lose a bet? The shirt? No, Dick. I've worn this shirt multiple times this year, 3 or 4 times this year. I bought this shirt because I love an underdog story. I bought this shirt when I saw it on home field. I was like, I have to buy that shirt. I have to freaking buy that shirt. And I've had friends, literally, I've walked into their house. They said, take it off. And I'm like, I bet you want to see without a shirt. Who doesn't? But yeah, this shirt to me, like, I've worn it a couple times very early in the season. Now I've worn it late in the season. And now we can talk about what's really at hand. We can talk about what we've all been waiting for. We can talk about the thing we've been looking forward to and trying to bide our time. The NCAA tournament is almost here. Todd Sleester says, 5-on-8 today shows how hard it is to beat a team. It's really hard to play good basketball when that's the brand that's being dealt to you. And it was absolutely dealt to Purdue. Brian T. says, how fun was it to see Ethan get that steal near the end of the game after coming in that ovation? I wanted to see Ethan play significant minutes because I think he can beat many of Wisconsin's guards. I mean that. Like, Ethan can still score. Like, we all act like guys forget how to play basketball. I know he's been a defensive specialist. He doesn't look for a shot. I still believe Ethan Morton can ball. It was great to see Ethan Morton come in and do that. There are a lot of good moments about this game, and he deserves that ovation. Interesting thing, Ethan Morton, Mason Gillis, of course Zach Edey, all have eligibility years left. And that's crazy, right? It's crazy to think about, and it's because of COVID. Will Gillis decide to go play someplace else? I'm pretty sure Painter said, you know, this is it at Purdue, much like he's done in the past. I would be heartbroken to see Morton or Gillis in another team's jersey other than a pro jersey in Europe, maybe. I think both of them could play in Europe. One of our buddies, our fellow friends on Twitter said, I could see Gillis playing in the league. I can't. And I can't because he's a tweener inside, right? He's not big enough, and he's not really laterally quick enough to guard one of those athletic NBA wings. Do I care? I don't care at all. If you haven't figured this out, I don't care about the NBA. If you want to hear somebody talk about the NBA, and nothing against anybody who loves the NBA, great. I want to see Purdue players make big money and do big things in the league. It's great that Jaden Ivey scored 32 points the other night, for instance. But I don't care. I can't watch that game. And so saying a guy like Gillis isn't going to be a good pro doesn't offend me, doesn't bother me. I think he can go make a ton of money and live in Italy or live in Spain? Holy crap, is that a good deal? Sign me up. At 48. Let's see. Pat Goschel says, oh, yeah. He was talking about beating two goons, the Wisconsin and the refs. If you don't know the history of Courtney Green, look it up sometime. Purdue's not great when Courtney Green's an official, but that's okay. You saw that. You put that. That was on full display today. That change call. And he was actually prepared to make the right call, which was Wall pushing Gillis in the back. Instead, the other official, who was the head official on the game, I don't know who they decided, maybe it's the guy with the most gray hair, comes in, he's like, oh, no, that's not a foul on Wall, that's a foul on Gillis for pushing. Good job, gentlemen. High standard in the Big Ten for officiating. Andy in Colorado says, boiler up. He'd always complain about the officiating, but it's just awful. It's just a fact of life. And that's the thing, I got to stop complaining about it as well. I try to hold my tongue in check as long as I can, but whatever. Sam Lovejoy says, Stork is a dork for that steal at the end. Yeah, Store. I know what you mean. Store is a dork for that steal at the end. But he's going to be a really good player at North Carolina next year. I don't think he'll be back at Wisconsin. If he comes back to Wisconsin, I'd be shocked. Because he could play big minutes and get a bag, and he doesn't have to go to the pros yet. I think he's only a sophomore eligibility-wise. He's a good player. Why would you come to Wisconsin? Why would you do it in the first place? But, yeah, I think I was dumb. Purdue had thrown out up the white flag, so had Wisconsin, even though Greg Gard had decided to take a full timeout at the end. Just for giggles. Sam Lovejoy says, okay, that's right. Midwest Toker says, another Courtney Greene typical game. It's a special doing his thing. I don't think Courtney Greene has anything out for Purdue. Let me be very clear about that. I think Courtney Greene is just lousy at being an official. Ted Berkey said, hopefully we can get healthy. Yep, there's some time to do a little bit of rehab before. So they would play, what would be Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Another nice break. Another solid 4 days to, you know, get in the ice bath, you know, be diagnosed as sore. Yeah, there's a little bit of time there. Like I said, though, Big Ten tournament, not a big deal. I just want Purdue to play solid ball in that and move on, get ready to the thing we're all ready for. Tim Swartzel says, Braden Smith not playing great, getting nearly a triple-double. He's special. He is special. He did not play great. He missed a lot of shots that he usually hits. In fact, a couple of them, there was one on the right side where he kind of double-clutched from probably 17 feet, 18 feet, and the ball was down. If you watch that shot specifically, it was down, and it popped out. Some days it's like that. Some days it's like that. He's a great player. I'm glad he's a Boilermaker, and I'm glad we have more time to watch him. I hope we get more time to watch him, unless the lure of the league comes because Purdue makes a magical run. That would be okay with me as well. I can tell you the nightmare scenario for me has been avoided, and that was when I saw his ankle, when I saw the way he rolled it. I used to have an ankle problem in college, and I was like, ugh, I empathize. That type of ankle roll, you can generally get through, tighten your shoes, put on a lace-up brace, retape, whatever, okay? Purdue, hot take. Ready for a hot take? Purdue would be hurt more by Braden Smith being out than they would by Zach Edey being out. That's just my thought. I don't think anybody can run this offense like Braden Smith. His ability to create his own shot, his ability to know where everybody's supposed to be, those are a really big deal. Zach Edey is incredible. He's a generational talent. Braden Smith is also a generational talent, boys and girls. And go back, I keep saying this, find me a better point guard in the last 40 years. That's two generations if you're counting. Let's see. Ben Koldzinski says, frustrations aside, our boys keep winning. That's what matters. The physical play is worrisome. Just need to get healthy for a run in March. And Ben and I exchanged a little side note in the DMs. I don't know if he slid into my DMs. I don't know if we say that. I don't think that's the right thing to say. I think it may send the wrong message to some people. I've now lost my place, and I apologize to anybody I've skipped over, but I'm pretty sure I've lost my place. I'm going to go to Kevin Bryant said, did Brayton's ankle tweak affect his shot in the second half? Sure. Sure. If you've ever done that, if you ever rolled your ankle, it affects everything. He's a pretty athletic guy. He really plays a brand of basketball. Great. Balloons. Just noticed him. See, my feed is behind my actual feed, what I see. I have two monitors, and yeah, that's great. Glad Balloons came to play. Sam Lovejoy says Wisconsin looked like they did not care about the basketball game. They just wanted to wrestle with us. As a former wrestler, I was entertained. I also am a former wrestler. I actually was on the podium in sixth grade in CYO wrestling for the lowest weight class because that's what you do when you're tiny. Let's see. Brock Stepler says B Dowd is fired up. Yep, I am fired up. Pat Gotchel. I'm starting to calm down, which is good. Pat Gotchel says, love seeing Fletch coming alive again. Also love seeing Colvin getting extended run. That was great. That was great. And he had that. By the way, thank you for bringing this up. This is why I love the comments. Colvin's steal that led directly to Fletch hitting a three and one was awesome. Wisconsin had kind of whittled the lead down a little bit. And then Colvin gets in the passing lane, shoots it up court quickly. It was, he threw it to Smith, and then Smith the Lawyer. It was very fast, and it was a little preview of what Purdue's going to play like next year. Don't tell anybody I said it, but Purdue's going to be really good next year. And they're going to be really fast, really fast. They're going to play a faster brand of basketball. And Wisconsin will struggle with that because they're stinking Wisconsin. All right. Kevin Bryant says, the arc on Lawyer's shot looks great now. It looks beautiful. And if you watch his shots, he is literally, I said this on Twitter, he is placing the ball just above the front side of the rim. It's like a ball, it's like when you're playing on a 7-foot hoop and you're playing against your little nephew and you're just trying not to be too mean and yam on him, right? So you're just like finger rolling every time. It's a guaranteed deuce, but you're like, I shouldn't dunk. That's what he's doing from like, what, let's see, 22 feet? 22 feet 9 inches, 23 feet, 24 feet. His shot looks pure. wet, as the kids say. Let's see. Who's Johnny says, can anyone tell me why Lawyer only took one shot in the second half? I don't know the answer to that, and I don't think it matters that much, but it's a good question. I don't know the answer. Perhaps Wisconsin made it a point that they were gonna be all over him. One thing I will say, speaking of this, Lance Jones played incredibly good defense on Storr. If you didn't watch that, I didn't give him credit. Lance Jones deserves that credit. Incredibly good defense. Tight, made it difficult on him until Storr got his little, I think he was on a drought, until he got his little silly steal at the end. Transfer out. Come on, man. Transfer out. Don't waste your time there anymore. Dick Stillwagon says, I come for balloons and ice clinks. Well, congratulations. You got both tonight. Marlene says, I namje on kunkel. Don't know what that means. I'm sure it's profound. I'm sorry, Marlene. Pat Goschel says, paint is not in any conversation for coach of the year that I've seen. I am the same way. In the senior class, he had a lottery player and the rest of two Big Ten titles, three plus games. Senior class, he had a lottery player and the rest won two Big Ten titles. Yeah, I think your point, I'm sorry, I can't read right now. Still wound up. Painter deserves mention as a coach of the year. If you don't think that, I don't. Here's the thing. It's really hard. If you guys haven't watched a lot of sports, it's really hard to do the thing that everybody thinks you should do, especially in the face of what Purdue left. Losing to FDU put so much pressure on Purdue just to get back to this point and be a number one seed. What Painter did is really incredible. What this senior class has done is really, really incredible. I think the stat is, tell me if I'm wrong, you guys can connect. I don't know if we're gonna, let's see, we're 31 minutes in. I'm not even close to far down in the comments, but I believe Purdue is the winningest, is it the winningest program in college basketball history for a senior class? I know they're the winningest at Purdue. I know they won more home games than any team at Purdue, but I think there's even another level of history there. This senior class is special. My wife got a little emotional at the end of the game, and that was pretty neat to see because she likes basketball a lot more than football. But I loved watching the game with her because she said, I don't even know why I care this much, but watching them check out of the game really got me. She said that. And I'm with her, and I think you're with her too. Mrs. Boiler Dowd, bring in the thunder. Dick Stillwagon says, okay, let's get me back here. B. Murph says, I didn't catch the second half, but I heard the refs were bad. Was it bad both ways? Did it affect the game? It affected the game because every time Purdue looked like they were on a bit of a run, every time it looked like Purdue was on a bit of a run, the refs would get involved in a weird way. When I say weird, it would be like three straight Wisconsin fouls or unusual violations or overturning calls. I don't like it. Kevin Pass says, this is our title to take. Go Boilers. I think he's talking about the whole enchilada, the big thing. I think he's right. Let's see. I want to go back here, see if I can find anybody who hasn't commented yet. Brother Ted says, another game where Colvin gets minutes, but no one passes him the ball even once. Why do we do this, Brother Ted? Do you think the team has something against Colvin? Because I do not think that's the case. I think the team liked Colvin just fine. I think Matt Painter is trying to teach Colvin to play more aggressively and play more physically. If you watched one of the fast breaks where Colvin, Wisconsin's coming down, Purdue tries to go get a steal, they miss it, and then the guy throws a little teardrop, and Colvin got up so damn high to try to block the shot. That's probably what frustrates Painter more than anything, because you're like, this guy's got more tools than anybody on the court. Lateral quickness. Ability to get off the court quickly. Yeah, maybe a killer mentality. He's got all that stuff. But somehow, he's not a great complete package yet. Is that the end of the world? Absolutely not. Does that mean he should seek greener pastures? Hell no. I want Colvin here a lot next year because I want to see a version of a fully baked Colvin. I think he's really going to be special. And I think he could do it in black and gold, and it could be awesome. Watching an ultra-athletic Purdue team play next year would make my heart warm. I don't know what's coming, but I can tell you one way or another, if Colvin's here or not, you're going to see a very, very different brand of basketball. Typovich1 says, Wisconsin early fouls to start 1-1-1-1. Okay, early fouls to start 1-1-1. Okay, I don't know what you mean. I do know that there was foul trouble that didn't lead to much fouling out from Wisconsin. Always frustrates me when you see guys just like getting 3-4 fouls. Brother Ted again back with a comment. Wisconsin literally passed to Colvin more than Purdue players. Goodness gracious! Brother Ted, I hope you're related to Colvin. Because it's good that someone represents him. Steve Kendall says, Boilers are awesome. I hope you found that feed, Uncle Steve. Hope you found it. We talked about that. Bitcoin Miss Freedom says, I would like to formally apologize to Fletch Lawyer. Look at you. Look, we're all growing together as a community. I love it. 15 points in 3 straight March games. 50% or better shooting all 3, including 5 for 5 today. Most importantly, he's way better defensively. Yes, he looked very good defensively. I agree. Kevin Pass says, Zach's mom on the mic on senior night. So you guys are watching with one eye on each. I can't do that. I can't do 2 things. I will get on here if it's still on in a second. I'll watch all of it in its entirety eventually. Who knows how and when. Andy in Colorado says, Miles is great and he's just fine. Miles is going to be special. Miles is going to be special. Miles is already special athletically, and Miles is in the right program. His dad knows that. I hope and pray that everyone who is around him, his smart handlers, don't think like Brother Ted and focus on the negative. That's what I hope, because I think he's going to be a really special Boilermaker. It's a lot like I think about Fletch Lawyer detractor saying, bury the guy on the bench. We don't want to see him. No, 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 no. Let's not be hasty. Let's say there's a time to maybe turn down the minutes a bit for Fletch and bring in Heidi or bring in Colvin. But it's not time to say, let's flip the switch with Colvin. I'll go deeper for a second and I'll make another hot take. My second hot take of this post game. And my hot take is Colvin is going to hit at least one big shot in the NCAA tournament that helps propel Purdue to victory. Cheers. How about that? Seems like a long shot, but Colvin's shot, dude. I'm with you on that, Brother Ted. B. Murph says, Bitcoin, I was there. All Lawyer deserved was support and respect. I think last year's trauma made me overcritical. Oh, last year's trauma at the end of the season. Sorry, I have to think for a second. Kevin Bryant. I don't think I've gotten a comment from Kevin Bryant yet. Meanwhile, Indiana State is down 15 to Drake, and I think that's the championship for that conference at the under 16 timeout. I'm rooting for ISU to get in there. I have a vested interest in Morehead State, one of a friend of Boiled Sports who's been watching, listening on Boiled Sports for a long time. My pal Jared made his decision, just like Boiler Dowd made his decision to go to Purdue, he made his decision to go to Morehead State. He is a Boilermaker to the middle of him, raised in the shadows of Mackey and Ross Aid. His grandmother worked for Purdue University. He's going to Morehead State. And so I can't help myself but root for Morehead State. And they got their ticket punched last night. That's awesome. I hope Jared eventually listens. I don't know. I don't think he's on right now. I just see Jim Ron up top says, I love this team so much. I want to get everybody's comment, at least get one from everybody. Let's see. Patrick Goschel says, I'm ready to talk about next year, but we're going to be good. No, 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 no. Let's not talk about next year. Let's not do that. Let's not look that far ahead. Let's look a little ahead. Let's look ahead a week. All right? Maybe Purdue wins a Big Ten tournament. Maybe they don't. Doesn't matter. Bigger fish to fry. More important things to talk about. Right? I think we all agree with that. Tim Schwartzel says, Kevin Pass says they retired Zach's number. Is this true? So, Kevin, that's never happened. So, I have to see this with my own eyes. Purdue has never retired a jersey. They didn't retire number 13 for Glenn Robinson. So putting a name in the roster doesn't mean they retire a number. Unless they just said it. If that is breaking news. The 15 has been retired? If that's the case, holy crap, is that big. Let's see. Kevin in Albuquerque, who we traded notes on Twitter this week. I think he said something that hurt my feelings a little bit, but we're gonna move on. Let's be grateful for what this team has done and enjoy the ride, however long it lasts. Agreed, Kevin. Agreed, Kevin. If you see my college roommate in Albuquerque, please tell him hello. His name's Chris. Chris, I've missed you. I mentioned you multiple times in two episodes. Dag nabbit, you should text me and tell me you saw that. But I don't even think he watches. That's a sad thing. I live with this guy for two and carry the 1 year and a half at Purdue, and nothing. Andy in Colorado says y'all Kevins need to coordinate and change your names. Yeah, you got Kevin Pest, Kevin Bryant. Is there any more up here? I don't think there is. Yeah, but you do need to talk. That'd be great. It'd be a lot easier on everybody. Let's see. Huh. Kevin Best, I think Painter said it. Okay, if Zach's number is retired, all right, I'm stoked. I think it's awesome. I think it's bizarre too. Let's not forget the history is deep at Purdue. This is not like you're playing at Wisconsin. And I said that just to throw a jab at them because I've thrown it all day and I think they deserve every little bit of it. Purdue's history is deep. You've got John Wooden, you've got Rick Mount, you've got Glenn Robinson, and you've got a host of others. And none of them have had their numbers retired. The 10, the 13, who am I missing? The 13 twice, right? None of those are retired. And you're saying they retired the 15. And I have to take your word for it, but holy moly. Kevin Bryant says, I'm the other Kevin in Albuquerque. Holy moly. Okay, my mind's blown. We got two Kevins in Albuquerque tuning in. By the way, I want to do something really quickly. I have a very, very, very special listener, watcher in Oregon right now. His name's Ken. And Ken is a great dude. Ken is my brother-in-law's father-in-law. It's not that far removed, okay? Ken has become a Purdue fan thanks to watching this post-game podcast with all of you. And I am so happy that he's doing it. Ken is fighting cancer right now. He's going through chemotherapy, and he's a great dude. And I am telling you, every Purdue fan's rooting for you, Ken. And I'm so happy you're here meeting and watching here. Not everybody comments that's watching live. There's 170 of you live right now, and not everybody's commenting. Just everyone named Kevin and Andy is commenting and Patrick. Let's see. Dick Stillwagon also says, wonder what number Zach will wear for the remainder of the season. I don't buy this. Typically, you do this after the season. His number's not retired for him. Okay? His number's retired for Purdue, if this is true. And I've got to say, if. I'm putting a big asterisk up. If. If. So let's see. I think that's it. Yeah, Kevin Pass says, kick cancer's ass. Ken, you got it, baby. Cheers. A lot of people are rooting for you, Ken. And I'm praying for you. God bless you, brother. That's it for me. I'm shook. So thank you guys for a great season, and we're not done yet. Basketball is small in the grand scheme of things. Sorry. I didn't want to do this ever. I apologize. It's a good reason to be broken up, but didn't want to do it. He's family to me. And my brother-in-law is a Purdue alum. He's a good dude. I'm not gonna tell you he's a good dude. Great guy. I miss seeing all of them. I don't get to see him enough, but yeah, I'm with everybody there out there in Northwest. Boy. All right. Purdue's 28-3. They win on senior night, and I'm done. Hammer down, my friends. God bless you all. Talk to you soon. We'll see you. Thank you. Great season. Got more coming.